Radio 1.
All right, let's do this busted. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Scott.
Right, I got your email.
Yeah.
What is it about dads and computers at the moment? What's going on?
Don't. Well, after hearing yesterday that girl that phoned in about Charlotte Church.
Yeah.
Finding them photos. Well, I was loading some photos onto my dad's laptop from Christmas.
Right.
Because my mum can't do it. And one of the folders was private.
So one of the folders was called private, right?
Yeah.
You see, I think that's a blunder if you own a computer. Never, ever, ever label anything on your computer as private. Because the first thing somebody does is
have a look.
Is then look at it.
So yeah, obviously you did have a look, yes?
Yeah, yeah. Obviously I did have a look.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I wish I hadn't.
Right. What did you find?
11 photos of Mylene Clark in her bikini.
Oh, what, the ones I find with celebrity?
Yeah, you know the one where she's in the white bikini under the waterfall?
Mm.
Just loads of ones like that. 11 of them.
And how did you feel when you looked under the private folder?
I still feel sick.
Maybe your dad is he keen on waterfalls? maybe that's his area of expertise.
Honestly, it's horrible. I know exactly how that girl feels from yesterday. It's horrible.
So, it is quite gross. So, you'd quite like us to bust him, really, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I really would do.
We've done that already. We did it earlier.
No.
How old is your dad?
He's 51.
Right. 51 and got pictures of Mylene in a bikini on his computer.
11 of them.
Yeah. What's your dad's name?
It's Douglas.
We've busted him for you already. Would you like to hear it?
I'd love to, thank you.
Radio 1.
All right, Scott on Radio 1. So we're speaking to Katie. Hiya.
Hi, Scott.
Now, you were loading some photos from Christmas onto your parents' computer, weren't you?
Yeah.
And found some folders, one of them called private.
Yeah.
And these were your dad's folders.
Yeah.
And it was 11 photos in the private folder of Mylene from I'm a Celebrity in a bikini.
Yeah, in the waterfall.
How did you feel when you found those?
Physically sick.
How old's your dad again?
51, Scott. Yeah.
Now, you wanted us to bust him, didn't you?
Yeah, please.
Okay, well, we've busted him already for you, all right?
Okay.
Now, your dad's laptop, that's his work computer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Right, okay, have a listen to what we've done, all right?
All right, thanks.
Hello?
Oh, hi, is that Doug?
Speaking.
Doug, it's Jason here from IT at...
Oh, hello.
Are you all right to talk at the moment?
Go for it.
Okay, it's a little bit delicate. You see, there's nobody around you or anything. It's quite quiet,
right.
Is it?
Okay, just give me a sec. I'll just go somewhere. Hang on. Hi.
Hi, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Basically, what it is, Doug, we've just been doing a random electronic sweep of all the company's computers.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, you may have noticed that a pop-up has come up on your computer. Have you noticed that?
Really, no.
Okay, basically, it's something that it checks for viruses and that spyware and indecent images, you know?
Right.
Okay. And as I say, it's a bit delicate, but we found some indecent images, is probably the best way to put it, on your computer.
On my laptop?
On your computer, yeah.
No, you can't have done.
Yeah, it was. It was, filth.
Are you sure you're talking to the right person? Because I don't have anything like that on my laptop.
It had been downloaded from the internet onto your laptop.
Must be some mistake.
I don't think so. As I say, we basically swept it. It was definitely filth. It had been downloaded onto your laptop. I don't really want to get heavy about it, but you can kind of appreciate that it is serious. And between you and me, Doug, I just would rather nip it in the bud now and put an end to it and stop it.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't done anything like this.
You don't have a problem with pornography?
I don't have a problem with it. I haven't been downloading pornography.
No, not you don't have a problem with it. I mean, you don't, you know, do you look at it often? Do you?
No, not at all.
There are help groups and stuff that we could maybe...
I'm sure there are, but I don't need any help, I can assure you.
There were definite pornographic images on your laptop, Doug.
Of what?
Well, I'd rather not describe the images to you.
Right, well, can I go and have a look at them or something?
Well, no, mate,
what do you want me to do?
Well, hang on, let me pull up one of the pictures at the moment, and then I'll try and see if this rings a bell, okay?
Okay.
Oof, dear. It's a photo of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. she's got a really shocked look on her face.
Right.
That's probably the best way I can put it. Does that ring any bells?
No.
She's got water. She's got water splashing all over her.
Water? Right.
Yeah. Are we... She's in a white bikini. That ring any bells? I think she's under some kind of waterfall.
Right, yeah.
So that's ringing some bells, is it?
That's hardly pornography.
It's indecent though, Doug, isn't it?
But it's not really. It's a woman in a bikini under a waterfall.
Yeah, but I would describe that pose as indecent.
Well, I wouldn't. It's a picture of Mylene Klass from I'm a Celebrity, which it was on television, so I don't see how that's indecent at all.
Yeah, but what you watch on television is of no concern to me, you see, Doug, but what you have on your work laptop most definitely is.
But it's Mylene Klass under a waterfall in Australia.
Doug. The first,
I'm a celebrity, get me out of
Doug,
it.
The first step, I think, with pornography is admitting to yourself.
It's not pornography.
Look, I can get you help. Just tell me, what's her name again? I need to write this down for you.
It's Mylene Klass.
I'm just trying to put this in writing for your statement. So, in Mylene Klass,
what's
yes?
Hang on, statement.
Indecent images of Mylene
Klass. It's not
Klass.
Indecent, it's just a picture of Mylene Klass. It was on the television, everybody saw it, what's the problem?
I don't think we're going to agree on this. Doug, can you just hold on the line for a second? I'm just going to show them to my boss and see what she thinks, all right?
Oh,
and we'll take it from there.
All right.
Right, so Doug's now on hold, about to be put through to the head of IT.
Hello?
Hello?
So, you've got these photos of Mylene Klass in a bikini on your laptop. Can I ask you one question? How do you think Mylene Klass herself would feel if she knew that you downloaded photos of her on your laptop?
I don't think she'd have a problem with it at all. Let's see what the problem is.
What is it you're thinking when you see the picture of her in that bikini? Do you think she'd be happy that you're ogling her in a bikini?
I've got no idea whether she'd be happy or not.
I think I know what she'd think.
Right.
She'd think you're a very bad man. Do you know how I know? Douglas, it's Mylene Klass here. How are you?
Yeah, okay.
Douglas?
Yeah?
It's Scott Mills here from Radio 1, and that really is the actual Mylene Klass you just spoke to.
Right.
Katie, your daughter Katie found the photos.
Yeah. You're joking.
And she wanted us to bust you.
Douglas, can I just ask you, why did you download them?
I don't know, they're just nice pictures, and I just like the way they looked, and
Well, thank you, that's very nice, very flattering. You're very bad, but I'm guessing you're very good, really.
What do you think he should do, Mylene, with the pictures?
Just to spare his daughter's blushes, maybe he should just delete them.
I suppose I have to now, don't I?
Thank you,
I?
Yeah,
now,
please do.
Or hide them in a safer place.
Thank you very much, Doug.
Thank you.
Scott Mills, National Radio 1.